Okay, we are up to the last perek and the last daf in Maseches Shavuos Memtes. The background to understanding the Mishnah, it's going to be talking about the Dalad Shomrim and also the Shavuos HaPikodon. So that's when a person takes a Shavua that denies money that's a kfiras mamon. So the person has a financial claim against someone else, and then the other person would deny that, so that's a lav deraisa of los chachshu. If the defendant takes a shavua, even if volunteering to do so, to support his denial, and that shavua turns out to be a lie, so he's also is over the lav of lo to shakru, of saying sheker. And that this false shavua is what's called the shavua sapikodon. It's important to point out that any shavua in a financial dispute, whether it's a shavuos motiv mikza, shavuos eid echod, shavuos heses, shavuos shomrim, right? Any one of these things, we call these things shavuos hapikodon. The pikodon is the object that's been deposited for safekeeping, but really the shavua applies to any case where the person denies, you know, financial responsibility. So, if after making the shavua, then the defendant would admit that he did swear falsely, and he does owe the money, so then he has to do three things. The first thing he has to do is to return the actual object, or the value of it, that's the keren. Then there's a knas, he has to pay a chomesh, which is an additional, sounds like a fifth, but it's really it's a quarter of it, meaning 25% of what the basic value, which when you add that 25%, that becomes a fifth of the total payment. So, for example, if the object was worth $300, so then you have to pay an additional either give back the object or paying $300, or you'd have to and give an additional $75 as well. And there's a third thing that's called the korban oshem gzelos, right, which he has to bring as well. These things apply whether the person took the shavua, whether it was done b'mezid, whether it was done b'shogig. If Adim come and testify that the defendant actually owes him the money, and he still denies, then he only has to pay the actual keren. That's how the Rambam learns in Hilchas Gezeilah Veda. Just to understand a little bit behind the seriousness of this, there's the chinuch, mitzvah reish chavav. Right, shelo lishava al kfiras mamon, says the chinuch, shelo nishava al hachasha shnelo tishakru. Right, not to swear about denying something. Klomer shim kafir ish pikadon. If you denied owing the money, over al lo sechachshu v'nishba lo al kfira achrikach over al lo sechakru. Right, that's what we just said. Shekain bolon with pirush ze hakosuv shehu lehasiel hanishba b'kfiras mamon. Right, we're being warned about this. Ends up quoting our Gemara from today. The commotion baba sifra lo to shakru matamalomer lefish neman ishbal shekir lemanu onish asharmi nine tamalomer lo to shakru finis barb mesecha shavuos mem tesam and beis shekomi sheyishava shavuos shekir al kfiras mamon over b'shnei lavim, right, two lavim mishum lo sishavu shmi b'la shekir umishum lo to shakru ishba amiso. So those are the two lava the person gets. The actual reason for this, the Chinuch explains earlier back in the Seres HaDivros, in Parshas Yisro. So the Sefer HaChinuch says this is mitzvah lamed. Mishor she ha-mitzvah zu. What's the root behind this severe prohibition of swearing falsely? So ledas b'nei adam likboa b'nafsho som ulechazek ha-muna b'libo som. We have to be mechazek and establish this idea in our hearts. Ki hakel borachu asher b'shemayim ima v'kayim la'ad. Hashem was in Shemayim, was forever. Ein kiyum, there's nothing like him. V'roi u'mechuyav aleinu, we're obligated. B'zochreinu shema hagodol al ma'aseinu v'al dibureinu l'zochru b'ema v'yira b'resus v'ziyah. It's not a joke when you're talking about Hashem, using Hashem's name, it has to be done with trepidation, with a seriousness. Lok mit just talking about something light, something meaningless. Not like things are just lowly related to this world. Right, because in order to impress upon us the seriousness of Hashem and of His existence, so therefore. Therefore, we have an isser, a strong isser midoraisa of not using Hashem's name in vain. There's an actually beautiful Ibn Ezra, which I wasn't aware of, I just came across it this year. My daughter was doing her Seres Hadibros project. I saw an Ibn Ezra talks about that it used to be, I quote like in Mitzrayim and in ancient civilizations, where if you swore by the king, and if you were wrong, then you they killed you. And it's to import the seriousness of it. Lahavdil Melech Bosav Adam. But again, kevyoch to understand the seriousness of the Shavua. Okay, so that's just a little bit of a hakdama to the Mishnah. Other things it's going to discuss now is when a person has a taina on them, and Beis Din will make the shomer take the shavua, and it could come out. We'll see on the daf that the shomer is actually lying, but nevertheless he's going to be potter from taking bringing the korban. And we'll see as we get into the bit. We'll see when what times person's chayav being a korban oshum gazelos, when that person might be chayav being the korban olav yored, as we see many times throughout the Masechta. But okay, let's go right into it. Says the Mishnah. Arba shomrim hein, right? There are four types of shomrim. Again, this is really Rashi points out, discussed in Bava Metzia, in the 7th perek and in the 8th perek. So we're not really going to get into too much of the dinim here. We're just going to list them off, and we assume that you've known some. Shomer chinam, ha-shoel, nosei socher, ve-ha-socher. Okay, now, if in the event that one of the shomrim is not able to give back the pikadon, right? So then the halacha is going to depend on two things. What category of shomer it was, the more you're being paid, the higher level of obligation you have to it, right? So shomer chinam, who's watching for free, is much different than the socher, or also what actually happened to it. That's the second thing, right? Whether it was an ones, whether it was broken, whether it was, the animal died, etc. So here we go. Shomer chinam nishba hakol. A shomer chinam, because he's being watching for free, he takes a shavua, saying that he wasn't poshea, he wasn't negligent with them, and then he's potter on everything. The hashoel, and a person who's borrowing it, meaning he's not he's using it. So in this case, Mishalim al Hakol, he's the opposite extreme. He has to pay for anything, any type of hezek that happened, whether it was lost, it was stolen, it was damaged, the animal died, right? These are all things. Even if it was an onus, he would still have to pay. No se socher v'hasocher. So we're lumping these two together. They have the same set of halachas. So we'll see. There's four shown, but only three different types of halachas. Nishba in al hashavura v'al hashavuya v'al hamesa. So it takes a shavua, and they weren't being poshe, they weren't being negligent on the animal. If it was it was broken, again, like injured, I mean, it's a better way of translating broken, right? It got injured, it was captured, or whether it died, right? Umeshalman al haveda val ganeva, but it has to pay for if the animal was stolen or if the animal was lost, right? Even if these were not caused by an onus. Omar l'shomer chinam. So if a person would say to a shomer chinam, Hechan shori, where's my shor, where's my ox, right? And then the shomer chinam says back, Amalo, mace, it died. Now, but in truth, that's not what happened. V'hu shenishbar o nishba o nignav o avod, right? It was injured, captured, it was stolen, it was lost, right? Or he says nishbar. The guy says it was injured, right? And the truth is no. V'hu shemes o nishba o nignav o avod, right? It was something else that happened. It was stolen, it was captured or lost. Nishba, if the guy says that it was captured, but the truth was who shemes o nishbar o nignav o avod, right? One of these other things happened to, or if he says nignav, it was stolen, the truth is it's not here, who shemes o shenishbar, right? O shenishba o avod, it got lost. The guy tain is again avod, who shemes o nishbar o nishba o nignav, right? Any one of these other things that happened to him. So now he says, I want you to Mashbiach ani. I want you to take a shavua to support what you're saying. Right? So the shomer chinam says, Amen. Vamar Amen. He says, Fine. Yes, I agree. So in that case, he's potter. He does not bring Oshem Gzeilos, because Lamaisa, the guy was his false shavua doesn't make him chayef to pay for that, right? So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Heichan Shori, he says to him, Where's my shor? Amalo, and the shomer chinam says back to him, "Eini yodea ma atasoch. I don't know what you're talking about. V'hu shemes o nishbar o nishba o nignav o avod mashbiacho ani." He says, "I want you to take a shavua, right?" For Amar Amen, the shomer chinam says, "Amen." He's potter again. He doesn't have to bring this korban, because in any one of these cases, he would not have been obligated to pay. Heichan Shori. If he says to him, where is my shor? Omalo Ovid. And he says to him, it was lost. And now the owner says, Mash Biachani, I want you to take a shivu of Omer Omi. He says, yes. Vahaedim me'idim oso sha'acholo. Right? And now, these Edim come say that he basically consumed it. In this case, Mishalim is a Karen. Now, he's going to have to pay back the owner the Karen because he basically took it for himself, right? But if there were no witnesses to this, right? He took the, Vahodu ba'asim, but he was Moda himself. So in that case, Mishalim Karen v'chomish v'oshim. In this case, he has to pay the Karen, which we talked about is the actual basic value of it. The Chomish is the additional 1/5. And he has to bring the Oshim, because this would be any other case where the guy took a false Shavuah. Heichan Shori. If the owner would come and say to the Shomer Chinam, where is my ox? Va'amalo, and the Shomer Chinam says back to him, Nignav, it was stolen. Okay, so then the owner says, "Mashbiacha, I want you to take a shuah." Amar Amen. He says, "Yeah." Va'edim eidim also sheginovo, right? And they say we have Edim come that no, this shomer himself stole it, right? So in this case, Mishalim tashlumi kefil, he has to pay double the kefil. Hoda me'atzmo, but if he admits himself, right, that he stole it, then in that case he's going to be potter from the kefil, but Misham Kerem v'chomish v'ashem, but he still has to do all the other three things we talked about. Omar le'echa b'shuk. The owner of this ox says to somebody in the market, meaning it means like not the shomer. Heichan shorish ne'ganavta. Where is my shor that you stole? So the guy says, what do you mean? Omer loganavti. I didn't steal it. Ve'edim me'edin oso shignavo. And then Edim come and say that, yeah, the guy really did steal it. V'sham tashlumi kefil. He has to now pay the double payment. If he shechted it, he sold it, Mishal and Tashlumi Arba v'chamish, now he has to pay Dal v'hei for that. Raw Edim Shemisham Shemash Meshin Uvoin. Now, if the guy sees that, what's it called? He sees that they're coming against him. So he's guy's a shtikl talmud chacham, and he realizes now, if I confess before the Edim come against me, I'm going to get off the hook. Omer Ganavti, and he says, yeah, I stole it, right? So now he says, but avalo tavachti v'lo mecharti, but I didn't shecht it, I didn't sell it. Ein misham el keren. In this case, since he was moed b'kenas, he's potter. He only has to pay for the keren. Omer l'shoel. Okay, now we're talking about a shoel, right, which is different than shomer chinam. The guy's borrowing it. Heichan shori. Where's my shor? Omer lo, and he says to him, Amen beis, mace. It died. Now, the truth of the matter was that that's not what true. Hushe nishbar, o nishba, o nignav, o avod. Like it was injured, it was captured, it was stolen, it was lost. Or if the guy said nishbar, he says that it was injured. But truth of the matter is, hushe mace, o nishba, o nignav, o avod. Something else had happened to it. Nishba, if the guy says it was captured, but the truth of the matter was, hushe mace, it died, o nishbar, or became injured, o nignav, was stolen, o avod, it got lost. Or if the shul says nignav, that it was stolen, and the truth of the matter was not, that's not what happened, it wasn't stolen. Hu shemes, o shenish, o nishbar, o nishba, o avod. Any one of these other things happened to it. The guy taina is avod, it was lost, and again, that's not true. Vahu shemes, it got, it died, o shenishba, o nigna, oh, I'm sorry, nishba, o nigna, a little bit tongue twister. Meshbiacha, I want you to take a shavua, so omer amen. He says, yes, you're potter. So this is important to understand. Why is he potter over here? He's potter from bringing the korban, because but the fact he took the shavua didn't make him potter. He would have been potter anyway. You know, it's not, you didn't say the truth, but the fact of the matter is, you didn't create, it was p'tur l'p'tur. It didn't cause you didn't get yourself out of anything that you wouldn't have had to pay anyway. Okay, Heichan Shori, if the owner says to the Shoel, where is my ox? And the Shoel says back to him, Omelo, Ein Yodeimara Atosach, I have no idea what you're talking about. But really, in truth, the animal died, O Nishbar, or it was injured, O Nishba, became captured, O Nignav, it was stolen, O Nevad, it was lost. So he says, Mashbiachon, I want you to take a Shavua, V'amr Amen. He says, Chayev. Now in this case, what's he Chayev? He's Chayev to bring the Korban Oshem Gezelos, because he took a Shavua that would have made him Potter to pay from this case. Okay, now, next one, though, that we did the Shomer Chinam, we did the Shoah, now we do the last two that are lumped together. Omer Lenose Socher Vehasocher. Says the person who's being paid to watch or a renter. Heichan Shre, where is my shore? Omer Lo Mace. Guy says it died, that's not true. Vahu Shinishbar or Nishba. It was injured or it was captured. Nishba, the guy Tainan says it was really injured. Who Shemes or Shinishba, really died or was captured. Nishba, again, all the permutations of it already. The guy Tainan is that it was captured. That's not true. Who Shemes or Shinishba, right? It was always died or it was injured. Nignav, it was stolen. Who Shavod, it was lost. Avod, it says lost. Who Shinignav, it was really stolen. Mashpiachani, I want you to take a Shavua that what you said was true. For Amen. The guy says, yes, I say Amen. In this case, the Nosei Socher and the Socher is Potter again from bringing the Korban. Mace Onishbar Onishba. Now the Taina is again keeping it straight. This is the Nosei Socher or the Socher. Any one of these things, it died, it was injured, it was captured. But the truth is, Vahu Shenigna V'Ovod, it was really Gneva Veda Mashbiachani. I want you to take a Shavua V'Omer Amen. And he says, yes, it's true. So in this case, the Nosei Socher or the Socher is going to be chayiv to bring the korban. Avod o nignav, right? If he says it was lost, it was stolen, v'hu shemes, but really the animal was it died, o nishbar, was injured, or nishba, was captured, mashbiachani, and I want you to take a shvu that what you said was true, that it was really gnev of aveda, for amra amein, he says this, he's potter. Again, the whole idea of the Yisod is because he didn't really get himself out of anything. He would have been, in this case, he's potter on those cases as well, even though he didn't say the truth. That's what the halacha is. So the Mishnah ends off, Zeh HaKlal. This is the overall rule for this. Kol HaMishana MeChova LeChova. Anybody who changes from one claim where he'd be chayev to a different claim where he'd still be chayev, Umi Ptur LePtur, in a case where he would have been potter anyway, he said something else, it was a lie, it did not really happen, but he'd still be potter, even though that's not what really happened. Umi p'tur l'chova, or for a case where he would have been potter, he's potter, right? In these cases, he doesn't bring the korban. Mechova liftur, if he brings it from where he really was he claims something would be chayiv, but it was a potter, then in this case, he would be chayiv. Zeklal, this is the overall rule. Kol hanishba lahakil al atzmo. Anybody who's coming to take a shua in order to be makil on himself, he's going to be chayev. However, lahachmil atzmo. But if he's coming to take a shua to be more machmil on himself, then he's going to be potter. There's a Rambam, Hilchos Shavuos. This is in Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Says the Rambam, v'chein im ton she scharo v'nishba. Chayev b'shavuos pikadon shahar potter atzmo min hashavua umin hamisa v'chein im ton v'omer hishalto li v'nishba chayev b'shavuos pikadon shahar potter atzmo min hamisa mishas hamalacha k'mosh yizbar b'hilchos hasheila. So in any case where he did this, I'm sorry, did I read the wrong halacha? Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be the halacha. I have my notes the wrong halacha. I'm sorry, it should have been Zion. I was reading that. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Zeh HaKlal. Let me go back. Two halachas back. Perek Ches Halacha Zion. Apologies. Zeh HaKlal. Kol she'ein potter atzam min ha'tashlum. And this makes sense, right? It is the rule. Anybody who would not be potter from paying, el b'kfira zu the nishba, right? Where then he takes a shua, b'im ifni atzam b'ein she'ishbia ha'toveya, right, whether he took it on his own or whether the Taveya made him take the Shua, the coffer, and he denies it. Hareze chayiv b'shavuos pikadon. He's chayiv for shavuos pikadon. Af al pi shlo ono amen v'lahotzi shavua mipiv. Even though he didn't say amen, but nevertheless he would be chayiv in that case. So that's what the Rambam is summarizing the halacha from the Mishnah on the Zeh HaKlal. Again, the correct location that is halacha ches. No, halacha zayin, perek ches. Very well. Wow. Okay, here we go. The Gemara. Man Tana Arba Shomrim. Who's the Tana who hold that there are four Shomrims? Amrav Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua, Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. So 1 second, he doesn't like this. Amr Le Rabba Le Rav Nachman, Mi Ikatana De Leisle Arba Shomrim? Is there any Tana who holds that there aren't four types of Shomrim? Like that's implied by your answer. So Amr Le, no, Rav Nachman says back to him, Hachi Kamin Loch. This is what I mean. Man Tana de Omer, who's the Tana who holds Socher Kinoise Socher Dami? that the socher, the one who is renting the object, has the same status in halacha as the person who is being paid. No se socher. So Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabba, Baravua, Rabbi Merhi. That is what it means. It's the shita of Rabbi Mer, not the one who holds it, who holds that these types are linked together. Veha, Rabbi Meir, Ichpush, Shemin Allah, Lay. One second, we learn Fakert from that, right? The Tan, like it says, Soicher, Kitza, Mishalm, how does a Soicher pay? Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kishomer, Chinam. What do you mean, Rabbi Meir puts them together? You see, that here, Rabbi Meir puts what's it called, the Soicher, like a Shomer Chinam. Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kinosi, Soicher. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who puts it together. So the guy says, no, it's not a problem, because Rabbi Baravua, Ipcha, Tani. He taught, when he'd get over the center of this Brisa, he would flip the opinions, holding that Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that the Nosei Socher is like a Socher, and really it was Rabbi, what's it called? Yehudu holds that he is like a Shomer Chinam. Hani Arba Have, but are there really now four types of Shomrim? Shlosha Have, there's only three, right? Because the halachas, when you put the Nosei Socher and the Socher together, it's the same thing. So it's really four categories that have three separate halachas. Sam Rav Nachar Yitzhak, Arba Shomrim, Vidinehim Shlosha. Inachinami, you're right. There are four types of Shomrim, but in terms of halacha, there are only three separate categories. Okay. Amar L'Shomer Chinam, right? If the person of the own locks would say the Shomer Chinam, Heichan Shori, right? Where's my Shor? Omel Ech V'Shokri, he says to somebody in the marketplace. Omel L'Shomer, he says to the Shomer, Heichan Shori, where is it? Omel Lo Eini Yadeya Mash At Sach, I have no idea what you're talking about. So it comes along Rav with all these cases in the Mishnah. All the cases of the Mishnah say, Amar Rav, V'chulon Petur Mishavuos Shomrim V'chayov Mishum Shavuos Bitui. In all these cases, according to Rav, they're potter from bringing the Korban, but they are chayev to bring a shvus bitui, which we learned was the korban olav v'yorid. Shmuel Arung says, no, af patur mishum shvus bitui. They're also potter from bringing a shvus bitui korban olav v'yorid. So we're asked, Mike Miflugi, what's the svara behind the machloikis over here between Rab and Shmuel, whether or not they have to bring a korban? Shmuel Sover Lesa Bilahabo. According to Shmuel, it can't take place Lahabo in the future, right? The fact that this animal that you're watching will die or will be stolen or will be lost. And Shmuel holds, you're not chayev for taking a shavua for anything that can't also apply to the future. Rav Sover, and Rav says, one second, Isa Bilav Vehain. No, you would bring a korban over here because there's possible to say both in the lav, in the negative way, and also in the heini, the positive way, right? So according to Rav, one of the conditions in order for you to be chayev on the shavua is that it can be stated both in a positive way, it can also be reformulated in a negative way. And this shavua meets that because you could do that. In other words, you could say this pikadon was not stolen, or you could say in the positive, it was stolen. So according to Rav, Yitaka would be chayev. So one said, we saw this already. It's interesting. This is like the last daf, so it goes split in the middle, right? On Chaf Hey, right? 25. V'ha iflugu bo chadazimna. We had this machlokas already over there. The Itmar. Shavuash zorak ploni tzor liyam. I take a shavu, this guy threw a rock into the ocean. Shavuash lo zorak. I take a shavu, the guy didn't throw the rock into the ocean, right? So now, if we would find out that really the guy was lying, right? He made a false statement. So Rav Omer Chayev, Shmuel Omer Potter. Rav over there says that you're Chayev for the statement, and Shmuel holds your Potter. Rav Omer Chayev the Isa Bila Vehain. Rav says you're Chayev because you could state this in the positive way. He did throw it or he didn't throw it. Shmuel Omer Potter. Shmuel says you're Potter because you can't do it in the future, right? You know, the Lesa Bila Haba, you can't control what the guy's going to do in the future. So why do you have to tell me this machlok is over here by the Shomrim, and you have to tell me the machlok is back there by the Zorak Ploni Tzor Liyam? Someone says, Tzricha, I need both cases, to Iash Minim Baha. If you only would have told me over here in the case of the Shomrim, right, I would think, Baha Kam Rav. Yeah, this is where Rav says his halacha, right, that he's going to be potter, Mishum Midinashe Kemishtaba, because he's taking this on his own. But in our case, the mission over here, Beis Din's making him take the Shavua. So you might think, Emo, I would say, Modelei l'Shmuel, he'd be maskim to Shmuel, that in fact he'd be Potter. right? Kid Rabbi Ami, like Rav Ami says, the Omer Rabbi Ami, Kol Shavua Shehadayonim Mashbi'ino, so any Shavua that the Dayonim are one, who make you take it, Ein Chayav Naleh Mishum Shavuz Bitoi. So it's not Shaykh, you're not Chayav to bring a Korban Olav Yorid if the Dayonim were the ones who caused you to take the Shavua. But the opposite way, in other words, it was only in the case where it was by the Beis Din making you take the Shavua, not by the case of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about the Zorak Ploni Tzor Liyam. Behak Omer Shmuel, I would say in that case Shmuel holds his potter like Rav Ami. Ava Behach, but in the case where you say that the let me step back. Behak Omer Shmuel. In the case where the Beis Din makes you take, then Shmuel would hold your potter, right, like the Rav Ami. But right, in the case where we're talking about the Shavua that the guy threw a stone, maybe in that case Shmuel would be agreeing with Rav that he is Chayev, right? So therefore, that's why it's necessary to tell me the halachas in both cases. Okay, now since we just mentioned Rabbi Ami, Gufa, Om Rabbi Ami, Kol HaShavua Shadayanim Mishbi'in Oso, any Shavua that the Dayanim tell you to take, Ein Bo Mishum Shavua's Bitoi, right? There's no shavu of you'll bring a korban on for that. Shneimar o nefesh ki si shava levate bisfasayim, right? It's in the key, the pun intended. The main word I meant to say key, but the key is the key word, right? The word that we're focusing on is key in the pasuk. Why? Because the deal is like this: it has to be me'atzmo. If you take the shavu on your own accord, then you're going to be chayiv, because that's the way the pasuk. You have to be darshan. Kid reish lakish. The omer reish lakish. Key. The word key. Mishtamish ba'arba l'shonos. There are four different in translations, four different expressions of the word key. It can mean e, right? If. Dilma, perhaps, Ella, rather, or Deho, like as. The coin of Ami, so it means here, if. And now just go back to the pasuk, we'll read it again using ki, I'm translating as if. O nefesh, if ki, si shav levate sefasayim, right? In that case, that's when you do it, but it's only if you're taking it on your own, then you're chayav. But if Beis Din is one who is mashbi you, then you do not have to bring the korban. Okay, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kulan Peturim Mishavus, Shomrim V'chayav Mishum Shavus Bitui, Chutz Me Eini Yodea Ma'atasach. The show up, right? They're all going to be potter from the Shavus Shomrim, but they're chayav for the Bitui, with the exception of the show up, who says, I have no idea what you're talking about. Uganeva Veda denos Yisachar Shebe Socher. And the Gneva Veda of the one who is getting paid for it, shehu chayev. In this case, they are going to be chayev because the main thing is shehari kofaru mamon. They were kofar the kafiris mamon, or they would have had to pay, and this got them out of it. And therefore, the halacha follows like the opinion of Rav. At the end of the day, that's who we paskin like. Hadun lach arba shomrim slika law maseches shavuos.